Good health is more than living free of pain or disease. Faith, movement, work, emotions, nutrition, and friends and family all deserve your attention. The Church Health Team joins us each week for Life Matters to discuss the realities of our everyday lives and help us achieve health in body and spirit.
We all know smoking tobacco is bad for our teeth and mouths. Smoking drastically increases your risk for oral cancer, causes more dental plaque, chronic bad breath, and increased chance of gum disease. But that's why e-cigarettes were invented, right? Sorry, but no. New research shows vaping is just as bad for your teeth as smoking traditional cigarettes. First, nicotine reduces blood flow. Without enough blood flowing through your veins, your gums don't get the oxygen and nutrients they need. Severely receding gums lead to tooth sensitivity, increased risk of cavities, and in some cases, loss of teeth. Vaping also reduces the saliva in your mouth, which leads to dry mouth, plaque buildup, increased bacteria, and ultimately tooth decay. Last, nicotine inhaled during vaping acts as a muscle stimulant, causing you to grind, gnash, or clench your teeth. Over time, this leads to tooth damage and other oral health complications. If you are currently vaping and want to stop, talk to your dentist or medical provider. They can offer resources and counseling to help you quit. This is Liz Wynn for Church Health Dental.
Church Health provides care, programs, and resources to help patients and members of the community experience the full richness of life, because life matters. Visit churchhealth.org for more. Life Matters is made possible by Southern College of Optometry, raising awareness around the challenges faced by those living with low vision conditions. Resources to help the visually impaired person in your life are at missingmemphis.com.